I'm here with Vinny, the head brewer at Russian River, everybody's favorite brewery. So Vinny, you've been at the forefront of hoppy beers since the mid-2000s, since it started. Like, where do you draw your inspiration from to make these hoppy beers? What do you do differently these days than you did?
You know, when I, in 1994, when I started making those style IPA, my first brewery, Blind Pig, there wasn't anyone else really doing it. You could count on both hands all the IPAs being made in America, and you would still not use all your fingers to do it. And that was our first double IPA, Blind Pig, and then we made Blind Pig IPA, which we now make again. And yeah, there wasn't anyone, so it was just making stuff up ourselves.
Yeah.
And so there really wasn't any true inspiration. It was making beer that we wanted to drink, you know, really hoppy, bitter, low crystal malt. You know, back then, people couldn't tell the difference between a double IPA and a barley wine. And so we started distinguishing that difference. And then also the fact that, you know, the beers were really dry, and that didn't set well either with some, you know, consumers, because they wanted more body and mouthfeel. So I kind of know how the East Coast IPA brewers that are making those unfiltered cloudy style feel, that they're really kind of on the cutting edge of doing that. And I remember those days when people didn't like what we were doing, and you know, the beauty of craft beer now is that there's so many great options, and there's something for everyone.
So one thing that I've always noted about Russian River is you're so open to helping the homebrew community by sharing your recipes, sharing your practices. Some brewers don't do that. Why do you do that?
I started out as a homebrewer. I always remember seeing interviews with Ken Grossman and Steve Dressler from Sierra. They're always so giving to the industry, and it just seems right, you know, to give back to how you got started. And so why not? So it's always been the way that we've been. And, you know, we know that you can't brew a recipe exact. So just giving a little bit of tidbit of information, like when we published the Pliny recipe, it wasn't meant for people to just copy it. It was really meant to lay a foundation. And then hopefully a home brewer took the recipe and made their own tweaks and adjustments to it. And then they made it their own.
Well, one thing about Pliny is it's a very crisp, very drinkable, very tasty IPA. Is there anything you do to the water that you think gives it that hoppy flavor?
You know, it's classic, you know, high sulfate content, but I don't know that our water is anything different than anyone else does. It is one area that we tend to not talk about as much. You know, we're very open with malt and hops, but I think in general, in brewing, water is that sacred part that isn't necessarily something that's always talked about. So
it's definitely important.
But really, you take your water, go high gypsum additions, you know, get your mash pH right, and you're probably in the ballpark, not just for our IPA, for most good IPAs.
Very nice. Well, thank you, Vinny. I really appreciate the interview.
Nice to meet you. Thanks.